to know news. Speaking of hotness and coldness, how about this? The world's coldest village in Russia, I'm not even going to try to say its name, but it's like in Siberia somewhere, hit minus 88 degrees earlier this week, and it was so cold that it broke their top tourist attraction, which is a big-ass thermometer.
Ooh.
Negative 88?
No, thanks.
Do you just die?
I think you do. I think you just like literally like spontaneously combust.
You're just frozen right there. I've got a cough, but it's more of the sinus weathery like gross stuff. I don't feel like I'm sick, but this poor woman right here, 66-year-old lady in Massachusetts with whooping cough, broke her rib during a coughing fit. The woman went to the doctor after she developed a dry cough that lasted for 2 weeks, along with severe pain in her right side. At the first doctor, they diagnosed her with a viral respiratory infection, which is common, but her symptoms still didn't improve after a couple of days. Then her primary care doctor saw that woman, and she has this large bruise right on the right side of her rib cage and her hip. And like, I'll try to show you this photo, Alex.
I saw it earlier.
Did you see it?
It is so gross. I mean, her stomach is like black and blue. Crazy bruise. I've never seen a bruise
like
that.
The whole side. They did a CT scan of her chest and abdomen and revealed when she coughed so hard, she broke a rib.
Bro. That is nuts.
I'm afraid. Did you hear the story the other day where like it's not good to hold a sneeze in now because some guy like tore his throat?
Well, of course. Everyone's been saying that. You should never hold a sneeze in.
I've never heard that, though. Like, I try to stop sneezing all the time. Like, all morning, I've been looking up at the light to try to stop sneezing.
Why? Sneeze.
I don't know. Because I don't want to get, like, my germs all up in your face.
Well, you cover your mouth. You do the little dab.
Dab on them?
Yeah.
All right, a new study found that the average kid between 4 and 14 years old gets about $8 a week in allowance, but that's just the base salary. They also get paid extra for doing the following chores. And I want to know from everybody here if you ever got an allowance and if any of this was part of it. They get washing the car. It's about $4 to $5 a kid could get. Taking care of the yard, I guess, cutting it or maybe cleaning up, you know, clippings and stuff. That's like $4. You clean your room, just $2. That seems kind of cheap.
Yeah, no, I never got any money for doing chores. It was just expected.
But did you get an allowance?
No.
Really?
No.
So how'd you buy stuff? Just when you got a job? Or did your parents buy stuff for you every now and then if you were good?
My parents every now and then, of course, birthday and Christmas money. Then I would have that to spend.
But other than that, you had to ration it? Wow.
Yeah.
Producer MYK, when you were growing up as a child, did you ever get any kind of an allowance?
I had to earn it as soon as I could.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I took a job as soon as I was old enough to get I think I was like 15 and I could get dropped off at work. But they say other things on there, laundry, vacuuming, taking out the garbage, washing the dishes, all about $1 or so each. But these kids nowadays make so much freaking money.
I'm not paying my kids to do any of that. They're just going to do it because they're going to be my little slaves.
But are you going to give them an allowance, though?
No.
Nothing?
I mean, I'll buy them stuff once in a while or whatever. They're definitely going to get things, but wow. I'm not going to give them an allowance.
You're the meanest mother in the world.
I don't even have kids yet, but I'm the worst mom ever.
Excuse me why I play a little nostalgia from 20 years ago.
20 years?
Yeah, the blockbuster movie Titanic was released 20 years ago this month. But there's a lot of behind-the-scenes secrets that we're just kind of finding out now that are being revealed to the public.
Wow.
Let's see here. Like, some stars that barely miss being cast. Like, imagine these people in the movie instead. Robert De Niro was offered the role of the ship's Captain Smith. Could you imagine that?
I mean, I guess. But, like, I like how the captain has a white beard, though. Like, I feel like that fit. That's what he looks like the Gorton's fisherman. You know, that fits.
What if Sean Connery would have been the captain?
No.
That would have been kind of funny. Lindsay Lohan was a promising 9-year-old actress at the time. She was really good. That was when Titanic was filmed. She almost got the part of Jack's young friend, Cora.
I could see that. I could totally see her being Cora. But I think I don't even think Cora, the actress, was that old. She had to have been younger than 9.
But her red hair, I guess, clashed with Rose's auburn hair.
That's why? The hair color thing?
Yeah, because she was a ginger. They're like, get out of here.
No gingers.
Now, normally, if you're an extra on a movie or a set, I'm sorry. Do your thing. Normally, if you're an extra, you don't get paid that much, or if anything, but last year, 25-year-old digital marketing director Rhys Thompson III revealed that his minor part as an unnamed child as a pastor in the film earned him nearly $30,000.
Nice, dude.
He actually used that to help pay off his college tuition and buy a car.
That's amazing.
That's dope. Let's see here, too. In the scenes where Jack sketches Rose, like he's painting her, it's actually Cameron's own hand-filmed sketching, so that's kind of cool. Like, behind the scenes, he did that right there.
How much did you get to be behind the scenes in younger, MYK?
Yeah. You were a big movie star.
Hunnits.
They shot so much footage for the movie Titanic that when the film was originally done, like all the film, 36 hours of film. Like, how do you narrow that stuff down right there?
I don't know.
And could you do this? Like, because you have to actually play your part and do the role. Stars caught hypothermia. Because, like, when they're doing that water scene, like, I'll never let go.
They didn't even make it so it would be warm?
No, because I guess Cameron said the scene is which passengers struggled in the sea were shot in a 350,000-gallon, 3-foot-deep tank of water, which was heated to a moderate 80 degrees. Well, how they get 80 degrees is fine. How, I don't understand that. How
80 degrees would actually be cold for me. Like, I won't get in water unless it's, like, 90-something. Like, 80 degrees is still kind of chilly.
But somehow she caught hypothermia. That doesn't make sense. They said it was...
Well, could have been 5 outside.
Maybe. Oh, okay. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it would be colder than that right
there.
Were
they outside or were they in, like, a building?
It says that it was... They were shot in a 350,000-gallon, 3-foot-deep tank of water, which was heated to a moderate 80 degrees. It doesn't say if it was... I assume that's indoor, right? Where the hell are you going to get up a 350,000-gallon pool?
I don't know.
You got to do that inside of a studio or something like that. But apparently she caught hypothermia. That's crazy right
there.
And then they had to have a bunch of lifeguards on the staff, too. They had 20 lifeguards that were on staff because they didn't want anybody to actually, like, drown or do anything like that because when they got hypothermia.
But that's, like, real acting. You know, you got to dedicate yourself to the movie, to the art.
Yeah, you got to drown. You got to die when the ship goes down.
Last thing. If Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't Jack, who would you picture playing that role?
Oh, God. Steve Carell. I'm kidding.
What about this? Matthew McConaughey was almost picked to play Jack.
I can't see it. No.
All right, all right, all right. I'll never let go.